Why did you choose civil service as a career? Maybe it's because you felt you were called to serve. Well, today we speak to one such person who served and made a difference and now has been singled out for her excellence. Deborah Temkin is the Research and Policy Coordinator for Bullying Prevention Initiatives at the Education Department. And she joins us now to share some of the work that made her a Service to America Medals finalist. Ms. Temkin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about your work. What do you do at Education exactly as the head of this initiative?
Sure. So it's a hodgepodge of things. Basically, anything that the department does on bullying prevention, I'm involved in for my expertise. And I also do things like event planning and putting together policy documents, everything from planning the Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summits both in 2010 and 2011, and also being involved in the White House Conference in March of 2011 as well. I'm also involved and lead the StopBullying.gov website, which is our federal home for bullying prevention initiative information.
Okay, and if you'll pardon me, you're really young at 26 to have this much influence across such a visible issue. Tell us how you got to the Education Department. Tell us a little bit about your own background.
Sure. So I've been interested in bullying from a personal level because I was bullied in middle school. And so it's been sort of a personal interest for me to really understand the issue. And so I've been working on this through my education and actually just completed my doctorate in human development, focusing on bullying prevention. And quite randomly, actually, I managed to stumble into this position by approaching the former Assistant Deputy Secretary Kevin Jennings at a conference. I told him how passionate I was about this topic and asked him if it would be ever possible for me to work at the Department of Education. I came in as an unpaid intern and managed to find a full-time position, and I'm thrilled to be here.
We're speaking with Deborah Temkin. She's Research and Policy Coordinator for Bullying Prevention Initiatives at the Education Department and a finalist for the SAMMYs. So you just mentioned that you had personal experience being bullying. Can you briefly contrast what the school did back then and what you would like schools across America to do when children are bullied now?
Sure. So back then, my school tried a lot of approaches that many schools still try today, but we know based on evidence are really not appropriate to use in bullying prevention situations. Things such as conflict resolution or peer mediation, which actually can further victimize youth who are bullied. And I think a lot of schools just lack the resources to really understand what to do. And that's part of the reason that we launched StopBullying.gov was to try to give schools action steps they can take and understand some of these misdirections around bullying prevention. You know, oftentimes when I was growing up, I would blame the school for not doing enough, but I realized that schools really just need the resources and to be told what are the best practices out there.
So I guess best practices would not be like using a baseball bat.
No, we definitely do not advocate violence to combat bullying. We know that the best approaches are trying to establish a better school climate overall, such that all students feel safe.
And what about peers that view this? Because the statistics show that, 3/4 of all students report witnessing other people being bullied by other people. Seems like there's a clue there to helping stop this.
Yes, bystanders can be an incredible asset. We know that when bystanders step in, bullying can stop within seconds. We very much encourage bystanders to speak up against bullying. Now, they may not feel safe actually stepping in the moment, but they have many other things they can do. They can support the victim afterwards, make sure that they feel like they have someone to talk to, go tell an adult what's happening, even if the victim may feel reluctant to report. It's very important to make sure that people know the bullying is going on so that it can be stopped and resolved adequately.
So you've already done a lot. You're only 26 years old. What do you want to do next in terms of bullying? What's your next move?
Well, I fully plan on continuing at the Department of Education and doing everything we can to make sure that bullying is addressed adequately. And so I think in order to do this, we need to make sure we address bullying both from a research angle and also address policy and understand policy further. So right now at the department, we are working on a project to understand what the impact of state laws are on bullying prevention. So we know that 49 states have bullying prevention laws at the moment, but we really don't know what impact those laws are having within the school. So we are working on a report and hopefully have that out later this year. We think that will very much help the field. We are also planning additional events to help continue and coordinate the field. So we know that many voices are in the bullying prevention field right now. Lady Gaga's Born This Way Foundation, for instance. We know that the Bully movie just came out, and they have a great education project that goes along with that. And so we want to make sure that everyone's sending a consistent message that's based on the best available research that's out there.
And I was wondering what it's like from your perspective to work in such a large bureaucracy like the federal government. I mean, is it something you envisioned, and what's it like?
It's definitely nothing that I envisioned. When I thought of the Department of Education, I never realized how many restrictions there actually are. We're very much limited to intervene in individual cases, which is always a challenge when I get phone calls from parents and kids, you know, begging, desperate for help. But I think it's great and that the Department of Education can give so many resources and provide so much guidance, and that's very encouraging and something that I love to do.
But I was just going to ask you, as an employee of the large bureaucracy, what's it like versus any of the places you could work in terms of the working environment?
I love it here. I think, you know, as much as bureaucracy can always get you down, you know, because there are so many, you know, clearance processes and other checks before anything goes out, I think working in the federal government is something where I really want to be.
Well, we wish you luck. Deborah Temkin is one of 33 federal employee finalists for this year's Service to America medals, and you are a finalist for the Call to Service medal. It certainly sounds like it is a calling for you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.